Hola, buenos días, buenas tardes, o buenas noches, depending on what time it is when you're listening to this. Welcome to Señor Noble's podcast. Today's lesson is going to be on los números, and specifically los números 30 hasta 100, or number 30 to 100. We already talked about in a previous podcast the numbers from 1 to 20, and we learned that 20 in Spanish is 20, V-E-I-N-T-E. And then for 21 all the way through 29, we just take our ones and we smush it together to make one word. So 21, 21, 22, 23, etc. And so 21 is one word and it's spelled V-E-I-N-T-I-U-N-O. All smushed together. We're going to see today that 20 is kind of the exception. The rest of these follow the rule. And that rule is that when you have a tens place number, it's going to be generally three words. 20 is the weird one. All the rest of these are going to be three words. So first of all, let's read the notes that you have right there on your Vocabulario Gramática 2. And you can find that on my website, www.jlnoble.com. It says, starting with the number 31, the numbers are written as three words. For example, 31 is 31, literally translated as 30 and 1. 100 on the dot is 100. 100 something is ciento, and then that number. Notice, though, there should be no Y between the hundreds and the ones, just like in English. Looking at the chart we've got there, we start out with 30, which is 30. Then right below that, 31. Now, in real language, in talking with a native speaker, it's probably going to sound more like they're smushing it together like the 20s. But written, it is 31. Of course, when you're counting and you're trying to go through fast and you're counting 31, 32, 33, 34, in English, you know that you start to smush the words together, even though they have their own distinct places. And that's what they do in Spanish. So if we were counting quickly in Spanish, it would sound like it was blended together. 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, etc. But written, we need to spell it out three different words. So 31, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35. And I didn't go on for obvious reasons because you know that 30 is 30. You know we have to put a Y after it, and you already learned 6 watching Dora the Explorer or maybe Sesame Street. And so you know that 36 is 36. And so from now on, we'll just go and look at the numbers. We'll look at the tens places. So to start out with, after 35 on the chart, we have 40. 40 is the word for 40. And so 41 would be? That's right, 41. 45 would be? Exactly, 45. 50, 50. 60. 60, 70, 70, 80, 80, 90, 90, 100, 100, 101, 101, 102, 102, 103, 104. You get the idea. A few things I'd like to point out. Notice that for the most part, these tens place numbers have the same beginning as their ones place counterparts. What I mean is for 30, you can kind of see the word tres. For 40, you can kind of see the word cuatro. For 50, the same. 90, you have to use your imagination a little bit more, but it's there. And the final thing I just wanted to point out is that that word cien is from the same root of some of our English words. And so if it helps you to remember that cien is 100 or ciento after we get past 100 on the dot, think of these words in English. A centennial celebrates how many years? 100. A century is how many years? 100. A cent is 1/100th of a dollar. A centimeter is 1/100th of a meter. And so all of those words also came from the Latin, and we share those words. So if that helps you, and even going on, if you know anything about Roman numerals, the Roman numeral for 100 is C, also coming from the same root. All right, the last thing I'd like to do with this lesson is to give you a chance to practice your numbers. So I am going to say a number in Spanish, and I would like you either silently or out loud, if you are in a place where you don't mind speaking out loud, I'd like you to say the English translation. For example, if I were to say 35, in the space, you would say 35. And so I'll pause like that after each one, and you try to see if you can come up with the Spanish number. And I'm not going to go too far, but really, from this lesson, you should be able to count all the way up to 199. You have the knowledge. It might take you a while, and that's okay. It still sometimes takes me thinking about it when I hear a phone number on a Spanish radio station, and so that's okay. But you should be able to get up to 199 because you know 100 and you know all of the tens numbers all the way up to 99. And by the way, that means that really you're only 9 words away, 9 number vocab words away from getting all the way up to 999,999. If you don't believe me, count with me. These are the Spanish number vocab words that you'll need to learn in order to get that high. You'll need to learn 200. You'll need to learn 300, 400, 500, 600, 700, 800, 900, and 1,000. Once you learn 1,000 in Spanish, that's the 9th word that you would need to learn. And once you learn 1,000, you should be able to count all the way up to 999,999. So you're not too far from being able to count up pretty high. But let's get back to what we were doing, the practice. So here we go. 32. 55. 55. 82. 77. 77. 64. 64. All right, that was the first 5. Let's do 5 more, but let's kick it up a notch. 102. 102. 122. 122. 147. 147. 198. And finally, 199. 199. See, I told you you could go that high up. And so that ends this podcast. Gracias. Thank you. Gracias por la atención. Y chao.